talk now about how to make time for one-to-one phone calls with your staff members. Now, of course, if you are in person right now, if you are able to get into classrooms physically, if your school is open on campus for in-person learning, then absolutely just do your normal classroom walkthroughs. Get into classrooms in person if you possibly can. But if your school is all virtual right now, if you're not able to get into classrooms physically, or if maybe you're working from home for a while, or you have teachers who are virtual, rather than try to do some sort of virtual observation or virtual walkthrough where you maybe comment on documents or join a Zoom class or some other type of kind of drop-in virtually, instead of doing that, I recommend that you simply pick up the phone and call teachers. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how to do that today and how to make time. So again, this is a practice that is designed to substitute for those face-to-face classroom visits. And because it's a substitute, you want to keep the same rotation that you would if you were visiting a classroom in person. So that means if one particular teacher is, say, quarantined, if they're at home teaching virtually and everybody else is on campus, including you, well, then instead of leaving that teacher out completely because they're out, you simply pick up the phone and call them. And if we have some kind of chaotic changes between now and the end of the school year, then this will keep you in touch with each teacher, whether you're at home, whether they're at home, whether everybody's at home, or whether you're all on campus. So simply switch back and forth as you need to between physical classroom walkthroughs and one-on-one phone calls. Now, the scheduling is a little bit different though, because if you are not trying to drop in when class is going on, but instead trying to catch the teacher when they're free, there are some different scheduling considerations. And just as we said with that kind of big block in the morning that you might be tempted to carve out, you know, you don't want to necessarily interrupt a good work time for you or the teacher. You may want to actually have these phone calls at the end of the day, right? When a lot of the big work for the day is done, the teacher is no longer consumed with their teaching duties, and you may have less energy left at the end of the day for that phone call. But that's okay, right? This is just a time to connect and learn. This is not one of the more cognitively demanding things you need to do. You just need to listen. I do recommend that you still do this from your computer. Like, don't try to be walking around and running errands and things like that. You want to be able to give the teacher your full attention. So this could be one of the last things you do in the day. So the end of the day could be a great time. Some other specific times, of course, we want to avoid those times when the teacher is teaching a live class. Obviously, we don't want to interrupt. We don't want to call during dinner or bedtime or other family times. And we also don't want to impinge on that key kind of morning prep time. So if the teacher is about to start teaching in 15 minutes, we don't want to call then because the teacher is going to be very distracted. You want to get people when they're somewhat free and able to speak freely, because the goal here is to get information and to sustain relationships through those phone conversations. And you do want to use the phone. Again, as we talked about earlier in this program, this does not need to be a video call. Just pick up the phone. But we do want to plan very carefully what we are going to ask about. So back in module 3, where we went in depth on these one-on-one phone calls, we talked about having an agenda. And if you look in your module 3 journal, you'll find a page, you might want to make several copies of this, for planning your phone calls and deciding on the purpose, the information that you might need to convey to the teacher, any questions you might need to ask to gather information from the teacher, especially around their reaction to things. And three specific types of questions that you may want to plan are connection questions, reaction questions, and input questions. So make sure you have an agenda. Don't just call to chit chat or people are going to wonder why they're on the phone with you. You want to have a clear purpose and you want to be able to quickly move through your agenda so you know when the call is over and so that the call accomplishes its goals. So again, substitute these phone calls whenever you can't get into classrooms in person. 3 a day is all it takes. You can plan them for lower energy times. They can be all at the end of the day whenever teachers are free. The most important thing is consistency, that you do it. You can keep track with those note cards, keep the stack of note cards with you, you know, bring them home if you're working from home, and call 3 people a day. If you can get into classrooms, do, but otherwise give them a call, stay connected, and keep that pulse on how your staff is doing. That brings us to the end of module 5. So I want to leave you with a couple of action challenges for this module before we move on. First, I want to encourage you strongly to start using the Daily Scorecard tool to budget your mental energy. The Daily Scorecard is part of our planner, which you can download from the resources section of our member dashboard, and that will take you through every single day. You can simply plan 10 points of work for the day and decide how to allocate your scarce mental energy to the work that most needs it. And you can do that work first and make sure that you get those key tasks done. Second, I want to challenge you to start giving yourself a hard stop for the day. Don't say to yourself, well, I'm working from home, I can work anytime, or I can stay late if I need to, I can just do whatever it takes to get it done. You will actually get more and better work done if you give yourself a deadline. So decide on a quitting time each day. Say, I'm gonna go home at this time, or I'm gonna close the laptop at this time. That is my deadline, and you will make better prioritization decisions all day long as a result. And then finally, continue visiting classrooms if you're able, or making phone calls if you're not able to get into classrooms, 3 times a day, so that over the course of the year, you're having 500 interactions with your staff one-on-one, either in their classroom or on the phone. Then it's time to pull out your journal and answer our final 2 journal questions for module 5. First, do some thinking about your teacher's schedule and your schedule, and make some notes about what the best times of day to make phone calls to teachers. And second, make some notes to yourself about what might be on your call agenda in the coming weeks. Now, if you only have to call a few people, because most people are in person, then your agenda might be tailored to those specific people and kind of keeping them in the loop. Or you may want to do a whole cycle of calls to your entire staff. And again, see module 3 for more details on this particular strategy. That's it for module 5 of the Virtual Instructional Leadership Challenge. Thanks so much for being a part of this program. I'm Justin Bader, and I'll see you in module 6.